We're CJMQ and an exciting day today. We're interviewing Carly, and I don't know if Brittany is there too. McKillop from One More Girl.
Yeah, Britt is here, although she has really bad bronchitis. So
we did a
phone interview yesterday, and she was coughing the whole time, and it made it really difficult for anyone to actually hear. So we decided just that I would. She's sitting here, but I'm going to answer most of the questions.
Okay, well, she's there in spirit. Now, you're based in Vancouver, BC, and quite an interesting bio. You come from a musical family, so tell us about that.
Yeah, well, Britt and I, we grew up in a music family. We come by it very honestly, and our roots are in country music. Our dad's a record producer and a musician. He toured and played with Lisa Brokaw for many, many years, Ian Tyson, and our mom is a songwriter, so we kind of grew up in this industry, and it's all we really know, actually. We didn't really stand a chance of doing anything else.
So did you perform as children, start then? Or?
Yeah, we started playing, I guess, and we started singing pretty much from the time we could talk.
Mm-hmm.
But we started One More Girl professionally when we were about 16 and 14, I would say.
Okay, and you're 21 and Britt is 19?
I'm actually 22 now, and Britt's 20. She's in her 20s, no longer a teenager.
Now, your dad, Tom, is actually an award-winning producer, and he produced your first album. I believe you have one out right now?
Yes, that's right. Our dad won the 2007, I think, CCMA Producer of the Year for Aaron Prochet's album. And he produced our first album, which was just awesome. We love working with our dad, and it was just such a great way to kind of get our bearings and figure out where we want to go and what we want to do. And it was really great. So we think he's super talented.
Very exciting, and certainly not a lot of pressure there from your dad. And your album is called Big Sky. Now, I believe you've had quite a few releases. So now, either one of you do any writing for these songs? Or?
Yeah, well, Britt and I, for our first album, we did a little bit of writing, but at that point we were so young, and we were just really nervous about sharing any of the songs we'd written with our parents, because they're both in the industry, so it's not like you know most people go and play the songs they've written for their parents and they automatically love them. But our parents actually are able to form a real opinion musically about our songs. So we were really nervous on the first album. Well, we just wanted to focus on getting the best songs from it didn't matter where they came from, as long as they were the best songs. So we had one song off that album.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. But The Day I Fall was actually written by Lisa Brokaw, Patricia Conroy, and Steve Fox. And we love it. So yeah, but I'm on the next album, we are doing a lot more writing. Our new single, Fall Like That, which just came out, is off the new album, and that album is going to be pretty much mostly written by us. So.
Oh, that's very exciting. Got a name for the other album yet? Or?
No name yet. We were thinking Firecracker.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of the songs that's on the album, no, that's not for sure yet. I like that name, though.
Well, that's a good name. Now, you were nominated, started actually being nominated for Group of the Year. You were nominated in 2005, 2006, and 2007 from the British Columbia Country Music Association. Now, you won the Horizon Award for Best New Artist of 2009, so that's pretty exciting. Actually, you won quite a few awards, I guess, in 2010, BCCMA Award for Single of the Year, Group Duo, Album of the Year, and it's Entertainer of the Year, too. So how did it feel to win all these awards? And
Well, it was just a total shock, first of all, and an honor. I mean, it's cool enough to win one award, but winning, like, four is ridiculous. We felt like it was just a total dream come true. We felt like Cinderella at the ball, and it was so much fun. It was really great to be recognized by your peers, and in so many different ways, you know, not just as new artists, but as Entertainer of the Year and Song of the Year. I mean, those are awards that, you know, you really have to work for, and it just made us feel like we weren't just newcomers anymore, and it was really nice.
That must have been really nice. And also in September 2010, Rising Star Canadian Music Award, and your dad even got an award for Producer of the Year around that time, too.
Yeah, winning the CCMA award for Rising Star was probably one of the biggest thrills in our career to date. I mean, being recognized like that in a room full of people like Johnny Reed and George Canyon and Terry Clark and Gord Bamford and people who have done so well and have had so much success, Doc Walker. And I mean, it was so nice to be recognized alongside those people. And we look up to so many of those artists. So, I mean, for us, that was probably one of the biggest thrills to date.
Must have been definitely a huge thrill. So you practice, you spend most of your time practicing. Is this, do you have anything else you do? I know you do acting, but do you go to university or planning on making music the main career, I guess?
Yeah, we still absolutely are doing film and television. My sister does a lot of voiceover work. She's doing the Strawberry Shortcake cartoon right now. Mm-hmm. So we do a lot of film and television, a lot of acting. No plans to pursue any sort of post-secondary school, just because we're so busy juggling these two careers as it is. And I think that music is definitely going to be a focus for a while, and we'll kind of see where that takes us. So far, we've been doing pretty good with it. So
I think so. To have any idea how you see yourself in 5 years from now?
Yeah, making more music, touring, hopefully a lot all year round, and hopefully crossing the border. We want to take our music, you know, not only to the rest of North America, but, you know, worldwide. And that's a goal. And I think that, you know, we've had some really exciting stuff going on in our career in the last few months. So hopefully very soon that'll be a possibility for us.
Good. And you've been to Nashville too?
Oh, yeah. I spent a lot of time in Nashville. We're actually heading back there in a few weeks. So just doing some writing and recording. So, yeah.
Good. So that's some of your summer plans. Anything else?
Yeah, we this summer we've got a lot of festivals booked, so we're really excited because festival season's always fun, a fun time for us. And you get to see a bunch of other artists that you haven't seen all year, so it's great. And of course, that leads us right into us Country Music Week this year, so we're really excited about all that.
It is very exciting. You already performed at quite a few major events like the Calgary Stampede and different places like that.
Yeah, they're all so wonderful, and it's just part of that that time of year is always really busy for us. And like I said, it's, you know, those types of festivals and exhibition season is really great. We always have a blast every summer. So
that's great. So definitely you're not nervous performing then?
No, not at all. We feel more comfortable on stage than we do anywhere else in the world. So
that's fun. Now, your website is www.onemoregirlmusic.com, and you're on Facebook too?
That's right, Facebook, and our fans can also find us on Twitter, one_more_girl. Mm-hmm. So if they can check us out on Twitter, and we love to keep in touch with our fans through Facebook and stuff like that too. So
that sounds great. And let's see, also purchasing your music?
Yeah, you can get all of our music on iTunes. Mm-hmm. The brand new single Fall Like That, it should be up on iTunes in the next week or so. So that's going to be really exciting. And also at Amazon, and you can get it at lots of record stores across Canada, so definitely keep an eye out for our first album, Big Sky, and the second one should be out soon.
That's great. Fall Like That, definitely playing it here. Anything else you'd like to add before we go, Carly?
No, I think that we've covered pretty much everything, but just thank you so much for taking the time out of your day to chat with me, and it was really great to talk to you.
Well, thank you, and wish you all the luck, and I'm definitely going to be definitely following your website there, expecting a lot of good things out of you, too.
Okay, well, thank you so much.
Thank you,
and it was great to talk to you, and we hope to see you soon.
Bye.
Bye.